My daughter-in-law received her doctorate on the Feast of the Transfiguration on August 6th at Notre Dame. The priest celebrating the Mass said, "How good it is for us to be here." Those graduating probably thought, "Absolutely, and finally." I was amused and smiled because it fits so well. I guess this is such an important lesson that we have it twice each year, on the Feast of the Transfiguration and today, the last Sunday in Epiphany. A mountaintop experience. We all have had them, even if we did not recognize it at the time. Here are some things to think about today. First, where is our mountain? We all have one, and at times it can be a difficult hill to climb. What is holding us back from climbing? Are we too busy? Or are we afraid about what we might find at the top? And by the way, who's going to go up with us, if anyone? Okay, we decide to go up the mountain. Obviously, when we get to the top, there will be something to see or learn. We mostly say we'd like to make some change, but it is not often that we truly mean it. So this is a learning experience for us that we need to take seriously. Now's the time to come down from the top of the mountain. On the trip back down, what is going through our mind? You know, now's the time to begin to reflect on what happened. Are we excited about what we discovered? Or are we unsure of the next step we need to take? This can be disquieting, as we will need to make some changes. And who will we tell, and how will they be able to hear us with open ears, and what will they say? Was this a time of refreshment up on the mountain? If so, we may want to go back up again. And if we do, we need to take time to reflect on what happened on the last trip. In Jewish thought, Moses and Elijah represent the law and the prophets. That term can be shorthand for all the inspired scriptures and the people. At the time of Jesus, people listened to the law and the prophets to learn what direction they were to take in their lives. In the Transfiguration story, the voice from heaven said, "This is my Son, the Beloved. Listen to him." The emphasis has changed to listen to Jesus. He is the hymn in this piece. For Jesus is to be the direction their lives need to take. Peter, James, and John were most likely stunned by the experience. Obviously, God thought that they had the most potential of those who were following Jesus and had Jesus take them with him. Along with their potential, they probably needed the next lesson and a heads up to get with Jesus' teaching more fully. When we connect with people and accept help or help them, we fit into their lives better and they fit better into our life. When we develop a sense of belonging that can bring us great joy, we are also the closer we stay connected to Jesus, the more we are able to recognize our own inadequacy to do the work God intends for us to do. The need is to yield ourselves wholly to God so that we can find God's greater strength to do in us what we ourselves are unable to do. As God said, "This is my Son. Listen to him." Amen.